back. You listen to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. You better get out and fire up a grill or a smoker because, man, Mother Nature is shining on us. We are having early summer, and it has just got me juiced up to get out and try all these recipes that I've been reading about and studying up on all winter. Because when I cook out this time of year, I like to cook for people. I like to cook for a lot of people. Doing a one or two, you know, thing is like you just don't get the feel for it. I wanna throw pounds on the grill and get her going. And you know, sometimes that's it just, I don't know, it's what I love to do. But it takes special equipment sometimes, and a big part of that is the burner that we're doing. So, Barbecue Bob, you wanted to break down a little bit about how to determine the burner grades.
I do, but
if you're looking to buy equipment.
I really liked what you said because you're talking about you like to cook for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Well, it's I enjoy the social aspect of it. But,
there you go.
But two is that you're pleasing a lot of people all at one time. And if you got that piece of equipment heated up, load it up, man. You don't need to cook on a corner. Cover the thing. And because it'll keep, you can eat it for the next 3-4 days. And I just love to have barbecue around and zip home for lunch or whatever. And I took a cut of pork loin. You know, I smoked it over the weekend, still got it. And just cut a couple slices off it. And it
I
was
did
wonderful.
The same thing last night, asking everybody if they're hungry because we're eating at weird times now with Olivia and sports and grandpa late and Maureen running, coming and going, and I'm just like, I'm hungry. I got all these steaks. I bought this beautiful steaks thanks to Dan Hula, one of our buddies from the Barbecue Society,
right, and
the Guild, and I got this great half a cow processed at the place
Sages in
Greenville, and so I wanted to pull one of those steaks out, and I pulled out a sirloin and a couple of New York strips, and had them thawing, and I started playing around with them, and you know, everybody's like, yeah, I don't know if I'm hungry right now, blah blah blah, and it's like 7 o'clock, I'm like starving, I'm like, right, okay, well, I'm firing up the grill and I'm throwing everything on it, and I did, and wouldn't you know, there's like a piece like that big left right now.
Yeah,
nobody was hungry, but when those steaks come in off the grill and then you let them rest a little bit,
yep,
holy cow.
Holy cow,
so stinking nice.
Yeah.
So I'm the same way. If I'm going to fire up that grill and waste energy to do something, I want to do a bigger lot because it's our lifestyle, right?
Yep.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
You know,
it's what
we
do, man.
You get busy and you can't always cook, but by golly, when you do get that grill and you get her fired up, it's like, let's get a bunch of stuff in the bank,
yep, because
I know I'm going to be flying out the door going, oh, man, I need something for lunch, and I want to grab a blank, whatever it is. It's
right, a
steak. It's a chicken breast.
Right.
It's some brats. It's something that's already cooked that I can throw in the nuker for 30 seconds and have myself a decent lunch instead of going through some drive through where I know I'm going to be pissed off.
Right. It's not going to taste good. You're going to feel like crap after you ate it.
And it's bad
on,
for
right?
you.
Bad for you.
And, you know, I'm being really faithful with this exercise regimen. And my wife's, I got to tell you, my wife is my guiding light because she is like a trooper. She's up every morning, gone, goes to the gym. So I can't be the slacker. So I'm, you know, we're at Snap Fitness, and it's if I just catch 45 minutes to an hour, and I might even think I'm only going to get a half hour, but as soon as I get there and I get into my workout, I really don't want to quit. So eating all those great foods off the grill,
prepared as lean as they could.
It's so healthy for you.
It's protein.
So,
so
if you know, if you're going to Snap Fitness or someplace like that, I go to Snap. It goes hand in hand with just thinking about what you're putting into your body because you don't want to invest an hour and a half into a good workout and then throw crap in your body.
Right.
And I threw crap in my body all last weekend. After Fort Bragg, I went to Brothers Weekend with Maureen's brothers. We were hanging out on Lake Gaston, North Carolina. And we ate a lot of garbage. I ate half a pan of sheet cake myself.
Yeah, one of the ladies sent up there for you boys
yes,
to eat, right?
She did.
Yeah.
God bless.
I get it,
Claudia.
Well, let's reel this back in after you're working off your sheet cake, and let's talk about these burner grades again.
Holy sheet
cake!
We
went down that rabbit trail, and we ain't coming back. But anyway, with regard to burner grades, what do you mean by that, burner grades?
Well, when you start shopping and looking around, all new grills look nice.
Sure.
They all say, take me home. And you lift them up, I see stainless, I see shiny, I don't see anything dirty. There's no reason not to just take this home that you can see. But that's when you have to start pulling the guts out of it on the floor of the place and taking a good look at it, because if you're looking at all this stuff made over in China, the first thing you're going to notice is that there's a lot of very lightweight, shiny stuff. Now, it might look like stainless, but if you have a magnet in your pocket, which you won't, but if you take a magnet along to buy a grill, it'll be your best friend, because if the magnet sticks to it, it are not stainless.
That's right. Stainless steel does not have a magnetic property to it.
And there are lots of grades of stainless, but one thing you'll notice is the styles of these burners that they make. And there's ribbon burners, there's U-burners, there are cast burners. Now, in my opinion, the very best burner ever made was a cast stainless burner. And it's still made. Fire Magic makes it. There is nothing that will touch it. It's the cats, you know what.
And they're guaranteed forever.
Ever.
Yep.
Longer than you and me.
And that's the thing, guys. If you're out buying a grill, you heard Brad in the last segment, if you were tuned in. You know what? These grills that are under $500, a lot of times they're 2-3 years is all
dude.
You're going to get out of them.
Dude, I'm telling you, I was at my brother-in-law's lake house. Now, this is close to $1 million lake house. Okay? And I was ragging on him for years about this old Weber he had. It's like, you can have anything you want. Get something decent. So he went out and bought a new Weber.
Right.
He bought the smallest Spirit they make.
Yeah.
Two burner, cheesy little.
He must be not into it.
It was awful. Yeah. I had to cook. I pulled it off, but it's like, okay, you had this big, beautiful lake frontage and all this stuff. Why would you not want? Dude drives a custom Mercedes, gets a new one every 6 months.
Sure.
Okay.
That's what he's into.
A $449 grill.
Yeah.
You kidding me? So don't do that. Don't be that guy.
Yeah. But anyway, the burners are important because you're never going to be upset with quality is the real answer there. And the lifespan's going to be longer. The grill style, the grills are grills. You know what? They're all pretty much shaped the same. There are little differences.
Grills just want to have fun.
Right. But, you know, again, how long do you expect it to last? And if you're good with 2 or 3 years, you're good with a $500 grill. And I'm not selling grills. I don't care.
It's a waste of money.
Right. But
Because you could really spend six or seven and have one that'll last you 15.
Right. Exactly.
That you can rebuild. And you go to a good reputable place like Garrett's or like Kingsland Hardware, where real men shop, and get yourself a real grill.
Time for some man law.
Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan, home of the best pasty south of the bridge. That's all I'm going to say.
They're good. They're really good.
Yeah. And some people, you want to say it?
No, I'm good, man. I'm going to leave that Chad hanging.
It's a dangler. You got to put ketchup on them,
yep.
Let's just say it.
Unless
like
you
this.
Like gravy.
Okay, today's man law is really important, and this will keep you out of trouble if you remember. Mr. Producer Brian Fongers on the big board today, thank you very much. Here's a good one for you, okay? You got all these young buck buddies, got all these fine little fancy Philly wives. Here's the deal. Always look at your buddy's girlfriend or wife as a sister. She can be a good-looking sister, but still a sister.
Absolutely.
That'll keep you out of trouble.
Well, you know what? That's great advice. That's absolutely great advice. And you hear about that stuff happening, but fortunately, it's not happened for me or you.
And it's good for your heart.
You've got a, you know,
good
what?
For your heart.
And I'll shout one out there because I've been to your family parties. Is that Maureen has that family has beautiful women.
Yes.
Just like your daughters.
Yes.
They get that from their mother, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But that family is loaded with beautiful women. So that's a good one for you too, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you heated it. How long have you been married?
32 years.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. That's awesome.
And daughter Maggie is moving home in August.
Oh, very good.
Matt and Emily are coming home in August with the new twins that
right.
are going to be coming any week now.
Right.
So I'll be a grandpa.
Yep, good for you.
How about that?
My back hurts.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's the weekend. Get out and fire up your grill in your backyard. We appreciate you tuning in to the Grilling Guys, and we'll be talking with you.